in Article 23, that's our conditional uses. Those used to be special use. So on any conditional use permit, there are standards 1 through 8, which used to be the A through F that we had to look at. These are what they're going to look at to see if that conditional use permit will fit in that location. So if everybody would hold that page and then turn to page 61 or 62, it depends on the printer, which how it printed the pages.
On the zoning district standard?
Yeah.
Or the use
record. So where you have all these charts.
Yep. Yep.
So we've got residential, civic, institutional. Flip on over to commercial, page 64. So at the top is all your zoning districts. So in a district, you can issue a conditional use permit. These will be, you'd only hear the appeals. It has to have a C in that section. To do a campground or recreational vehicle park, it needs to be an A1 with a conditional use permit, or a C1 or a C2, or rezone it to RV1, which would carry with the property. So, any appeal on nightly rental or conditional use, the factors in section 23, 1 through 8, are what they're going to look at, you know, adequate public safety, transportation, utility, facility, services. Those weren't in the previous code. Okay. Safety was fire alarms and fire extinguishers. That was defined as the safety needed for nightly rental.
Yeah, and that wasn't really determined by us. That was the fire district, whatever.
Well, no, that's what it said in here, the safety, that you needed to meet safety for nightly rental.
Oh.
And you read on deeper.
Yeah.
It didn't mean road safety. It said smoke detectors and a
extinguisher.
Yeah. So now, you know, you've got the adequate public safety, transportation, utility services, adequate egress, compatible with the adjacent uses, scale site operation, traffic generation. So all these factors will be things that, these would be the reasons that one was denied that you'd look at, were these truly the reasons. And then in 24, which is the next article, page 141. Is everybody on there? Additional conditions and considerations. So the Planning Commission may, at their discretion, impose additional conditions or stipulations that it deems necessary. So if there's some stipulations that's within their realm, I don't think they can put deed restrictions on. But they could say you need to build a 7-foot-high fence on the east side of your property to alleviate whatever. The Planning Commission may also consider the terms and provisions set forth in subdivision covenants and restrictions recorded that apply to the property or land which the proposed nightly rental is located, in making a determination whether to grant, deny, or place a special condition on the approval or issuance of a conditional use permit. So that says they may consider CCRs. They can't interpret them, and we've had meetings, and I'll have to just continue to work with them. They can't be the judge that says residential only means no nightly rental, because there's court cases that say it does mean nightly rental, and some say nightly rental be out. A lot of them say no commercial use within this subdivision. Again, they can't be the judge to determine
whether that's commercial or not.
Correct, because I've found
Travis
cases where,
yeah.
He's reiterated them. Now, the reason that's in there, and I finally agreed, we think that we'll start having lots of subdivisions developed that will probably have no nightly rentals allowed in A, B, C estates. The thing that you guys will be impacted with, that cannot be the reason they deny it.
Nope.
Now they're enforcing it. If it says that, and their parking is not adequate, and that can be one piece. That cannot be the only piece. And I think, I mean, I'm going to have to keep hammering them. They
see. It can partially be, you said, or at
well,
all?
That's part of their thinking.
They can, the it can only be part.
The reason they deny it is the parking.
They cannot base their whole decision on that one. Yeah. If they say, we deny it because it's in your CCRs, done. Vote, done. And then they come to you to appeal.
That's then we'll have to appeal it.
I will probably not let them even go that far because they've been told so much.
How
if it's in there, they can go, ooh, now. And they'll have other reasons. If there's just absolutely no other reason, they'd have to prove it and then tell the people that, hey, if you go to court, they'll take that nightly rental permit away. They cannot. We had another attorney in one of our meetings in our township, and he said, ooh, you guys can't be enforcing CCR. I mean, he'd take us to court.
Well, that's what this board needs to always remember, and what P&Z always needs to remember is, if you approve it, they can handle their own CCR crap later through civil.
Yeah,
and so it's not up to us.
But if there's some little factors in there that it just doesn't meet, and gosh, it you know, I don't know, it's really, really not super compatible with the traffic and the entrance isn't so whoopee. But, oh, by the way, the CCRs say, well, you know, it's just one more additional thing.
I wouldn't even bring the CCRs up.
Why do we even have this in here that we would consider them? Why do we consider them if we can't
Well, that's my question.
Yeah.
It's one piece to look at because we think that lots of subdivision will start writing that into them that it says no nightly rentals allowed.
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably to help save future court cases, but at the same time, you can't base it on just that.
No, you can't. That can't be the only. I think that if, and I'm having a hard time with the planning, but if it was just semi-adequate on one other item, and that was the only thing, and it was a small deal, and they denied it on it, I think that you guys would probably look at it and say, well, it just meets so much of the other, that's not, so they need to know that they got to pick, look at it, and deny it for the reasons it doesn't meet. I read and I've watched a webinar that said they should be looking at every application as, oh, we're going to approve you. Now, let's start seeing why we can't. Why can't we approve this? Look at every application as the positive. Then they're going to meet everything and we're probably going to vote to approve it. And then start, but it's, oh gosh, what can we find not to approve this? That's the feeling that I get, and that's where it goes south.
Yeah.
They need to look at each one that they're going to meet it, and they're going to have, if they're not going to meet it, then it's going to pop right out to them within the application. So, but those are the sections just to look at. I know you wanted to go over the P&Z statutes. We might be able to do that in May if you want to. Or not the P&Z, but the BOA statutes, just so that we kind of understand the voting.
It's in here?
Your statutes were added to the back page, except for Corey's. I don't think Corey's will get you.
Should be the very back.
The very back, yep. So look those over, and then we'll go over those. That's it. Questions?
Nope. Well, thank you, Scott, for going over this with us.
Yeah.
We're excited to see some new clarity.
Yeah.
And streamline operations.
Okay.
And less appeals.
Right. Well, yeah.
So, positive thinking.
This meeting is not adjourned.
It's not adjourned.
Not yet.
No, but we're getting ready to ask the board, is there anybody I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting? Or actually, Scott, is there anything else you'd like to discuss on new and old business?
Nope, I don't have anything else for you tonight. That's it.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I would so move.
Second?
You writing that down, Presley?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I will second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are now adjourned.